Good morning. I'm Joan Herman. The location of Seaside High School along US 101 in Seaside has been characterized as one of the most dangerous sites in America. In the event of a large earthquake off the Oregon coast, a resulting tsunami would inundate the high school. In November, the school district will place before voters a $99.7 million bond measure to relocate not only the high school, but also two other schools, Gerhart Elementary and Broadway Middle School, which also sit within the so-called inundation zone. I'm in the studio today with Doug Dougherty, Superintendent Emeritus of the school district, as well as Lori Lum, who is co-chairing the Vote Yes for Our Local Schools campaign committee. They will talk about the measure. Welcome, Doug and Lori.
Thank you, Joan.
Good morning, Joan.
So for those who may not be informed about the issue, say more about why the three schools need to be relocated.
Well, first off, I should probably say that I am not speaking as a district employee right now. I am actually technically on vacation this morning, but I can definitely talk about why the schools need to be relocated. The three schools, Gerhart Elementary, Broadway Middle School, and Seaside High School, were each built to last 45 to 50 years. It's been an average of 65 years, and they were also not designed to have the harsh weather that we receive here on the Oregon coast. And so what we've been seeing is significant deterioration structurally of each of those buildings. Major parts of the buildings are made of unreinforced masonry, and that is beginning to deteriorate. There are all types of pox and different deteriorating sections of weight-bearing walls. And so some very, very concerning pieces, not to mention significant roof issues. And what's very difficult is we have had different people come in to evaluate the structures, and they're saying just with the deteriorating plumbing, we have plumbing systems that are actually there's concrete over the plumbing, and so you have to break up the concrete in order to get to the broken pipes that are rotting underneath. To fix the plumbing, the poor electrical work, the heating systems, those types of things, for our school district to be able to do that, it would cost over $30 million just on that piece alone. And that doesn't even touch anything as far as being seismically retrofitted or fixing the location of the schools.
Okay. So you haven't even mentioned the tsunami risk. This is just what the schools need today.
Let alone, you know, the tsunami risk is one piece. The deterioration of the structure of the schools is a significant piece as well.
What would the bond allow the district to do?
It would do several things. We were very fortunate to receive a generous donation from Weyerhaeuser, and I'll just briefly talk about that. We knew early on that we needed to relocate our schools, and the cities of Cannon Beach, Seaside, and Gerhart do not have any land within their urban growth boundaries to relocate schools. And so the only land at that time was owned by Weyerhaeuser. And Weyerhaeuser, probably a decade ago, allowed us to do some core drillings and investigate about 1,000 acres on the east side of the cities. And what they found, the geotechs found that the very best piece of property in Dagami, the state geologist, gave us three things that we need to make sure happen. One is that the site is over 80 feet in elevation, that it is not on liquefiable ground, that it would be stable. and the other is that it would be on a slope that would be buildable. And so in looking at those criteria, the very best piece of property just happened to be east of the current Seaside Heights Elementary School. And it was very, very expensive for us to look at purchasing from Weyerhaeuser, and so we were in negotiations with them for quite some time. And what we found was Weyerhaeuser heard a lot about our situation. I'd been talking to them about the need locally to relocate our schools. They understood that. But I also think that receiving such widespread state and national press also helped our situation. And I received a phone call probably 6-9 months ago from the one of the main people I've been talking with for many years. And they said, okay, they had me sign a document, so a non-disclosure document. And so we went into pretty interesting negotiations. What ended up coming out of that was this last spring, I was able to announce that the district would be receiving at no cost 80 acres in that spot for the relocation of our schools.
What is the value of that land?
The value of the land, it depends on, at one point, the value of the land that we were looking at was easily over $2 million.
So that's free and clear from
Weyerhaeuser. Free and clear, correct.
And what will you do on the 80-acre site specifically?
On the 80-acre site, we are going to currently use we will use Seaside Heights Elementary School. That will have, we will fix some of the pieces in that need to occur. And we will be adding a new elementary building that will be adjacent to Seaside Heights Elementary School at a little higher elevation. And then back beyond that, we will build a new middle school and a new high school that will be separated by different sections, and we will have a road that goes through that. In order to be able to use that piece of property, we've been working with, as you can imagine, a lot of different entities, one being the Seaside Fire Department. They needed us to have a secondary access in case of emergency. And so on this piece of property, there will also be a road, and we received approval from Greenwood Resources, who owns a major part of the main line, the Nakanika main line, and the fire department was agreeable that that could easily be our secondary access. And so we have been receiving so much support in the planning stages from all of these outside businesses. And so the new schools would also have practice fields up there, but the main fields, that's another piece that is different from our previous bond, is that the fields would remain at, we would continue to use Broadway fields for football, boys and girls soccer, baseball. So those games would remain there. We would have, we would build a new softball field. We would have the practice fields up on the new property. But we would also, as I mentioned, continue to use Broadway field.
So there would be three new schools on the new campus?
Correct.
Okay, so a high school, middle school, and an elementary school.
Correct.
And then Gerhardt Elementary would be?
We would sell the remaining schools, and that money we would be able to. There are many, many things that we could not afford to do with this. To get the price down under $100 million or right at $100 million, we needed to make some major reductions. And so what the sale of the properties would allow us to do is to bring back certain components. For instance, in our plans currently, in order to get the price down, we could not afford an auditorium. That is definitely something that we would work to. It will be designed into the plans the space for an auditorium, and when the high school, middle school, and Gerhardt Elementary School sites are sold, those monies would be able to be used for components that we had to leave out. The other piece will be that type of thing, will be that type of decision will be left up to our school board, though.
Okay. And I understand there are special features in the event of an evacuation or an emergency from a tsunami at the high school?
Well, actually, the entire building, the codes now require that any new school is designed to the code immediate occupancy, which means that that school, any school that is that would be recently built, will be able to withstand a 9.0 earthquake. The problem is we have thousands and thousands of schools in Oregon that do not meet that level. But these schools would. As far as the other components that were in the original bond, those pieces have been reduced significantly. And so it would be able to be used as a long-term shelter, but we had to reduce many of those components in order to get the bond price down as well.
Okay. And Lori, I want to get you into this discussion.
Okay, sure.
What motivated you to get involved in co-chairing the campaign committee?
There's a couple of reasons why. I do have children that go attend school there. I've got one at Seaside High School, one at Broadway Middle School, and two at Gerhardt Elementary School. So obviously, education is important to us, and I feel as a community member, it's our responsibility to make the best situation we can for all the kids and their learning environment. So you speak about the deterioration. It's also teachers have to teach and should be able to teach in a better environment, and kids can learn in a better environment, as well as technology. We are way behind the times with technology. Just some rooms have trouble getting internet. That's
some of our rooms just have one or two electrical outlets because the buildings are so old, let alone roof leaks that occur because, as I mentioned before, our schools were not designed for this weather. All three of those schools have flat roofs and water pools, and we've had major issues with our roofing systems just because of their design.
What has the response been so far that you've heard from local residents?
Been outstanding.
We had great response. Very positive.
It's one of those where we've had so many people coming to us asking how can they help. We have had so much, even groups have been coming to us. AAUW, for instance, has never taken a position on a ballot measure or a political candidate. They, as a group, unanimously decided that this would be their focus. And so they have been doing everything from inviting us to coffee clutches, where they've been going around in neighborhoods, inviting their neighbors to their homes and inviting us in to talk about the bond. They have educated themselves so that they can talk with their neighbors. It's been amazing what local businesses and local community members have been doing for us. We have a group that meets every Wednesday to work on planning, and we have 35 to 40 people that show up to those meetings that are there to help us develop strategies in communicating with our community, to giving tours and all types of different opportunities.
Okay, thank you. I think we're going to take a short break right now. I have been talking with Doug Dougherty, Superintendent Emeritus of Seaside Schools, and Lori Lum, who is co-chairing a committee to pass a nearly $100 million bond measure to relocate three schools in November. Not to relocate the schools in November, but to pass the bond. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you. Welcome back. You are listening to a discussion with Doug Dougherty, Superintendent Emeritus of Seaside Schools, as well as Lori Lum, who is co-chairing the Vote Yes for Our Local Schools Campaign Committee. The Seaside School District is placing a nearly $100 million bond measure before voters in November. Back to our discussion now. So tell us a little bit about the bond measure that you put before voters in 2013 and why you think that one did not succeed.
Thank you. We in 2013, we had a bond that was $128.8 million and included relocating every single school that we had further up on that piece of property. And the cost was going to be $2.16 per thousand. And we received a lot of positive support, but also the idea, you know, it was pretty clear that that was too expensive. And so when that went down, we went out and we listened to various groups and different people, and we wanted to know, you know, okay, is it important that we move all of our schools up there? If not, which one would stay back? What is a price that you think that we would want to sort of target in on? And some of the feedback we received, and we did some actual polling, and it came back very, very supportive of having the bond at 99.7, basically under $100 million. The idea was we gave them the price point of $99.7 million. That equates to $1.35 per thousand. So what we've been able to do between the previous bond and this bond is 37.5% less than the total cost of the bond that was in 2013. But in order to get the price down, we had to make some major reductions, for instance, using Seaside Heights Elementary School. We do not have components in there, and I'm just going to make sure that I hit it. The fields that I talked about, the auditorium that I spoke about, a bleacher area with locker rooms in the bleachers, that's no longer there, and all but the emergency shelter components that are required by law were reduced. And so So doing that brought that price down, and that's a significant piece, I think, of why we're receiving so much support at this time.
And I think you've also mentioned the interest rates are especially favorable.
They are amazing right now. The interest rates alone are bringing the price down much more than what we imagined. But the other piece to that is just because the interest rates are down now, there's an awful lot of discussion, as you know, nationally to start bringing those interest rates up, and that will only increase the price of the bond.
Okay.
The other one piece is we also know that each year the cost of construction is increasing by about 4%. And so that's another reason that we need to pass the bond as quickly as possible, you know, hopefully this November, because the longer that we wait, the more expensive it will be, even on the construction side.
So how much does that $100 million bond break down for a homeowner, say, owning a $200,000
house? $200,000
house,
it would be approximately $270. And so that's the cost of the bond.
Per year. And how do you tell somebody, say, who doesn't have children in the school district, why this is important to them and why it's worth their $270 a year approximately?
One piece is that, for instance, the current schools that we have were all built within about 10 years. The Gerhardt Broadway and the high school. And that generation took that on as their focus. And it's now time that our generation does that as well, that the schools are falling apart just because of what what they're made of. Another piece that is nice about the new schools is the new schools are designed because of engineering changes and because of new materials that the schools will be designed to last 75 years rather than 45 or 50 years. But another piece is that having strong schools is very good for property values. And so retaining a strong school system in our communities is something that is very important to, you know, people who live in our community, whether they have children or not, for their property values.
Lori, you get out, I imagine, and talk one-on-one with a lot of people about this. A lot of people obviously don't have much extra money. So what do you say to them when they tell you, I support the schools, but I just can't afford a higher property tax bill?
Yeah, you know, we talk about the $270 that would affect people, but actually on your, you get a tax break when you pay more taxes. So it truly isn't the $270. And we just try to educate people on, we need everybody's help to make a better community and, you know, maybe skimp somewhere else. But as far as some of the things offered at the new school is the, Doug, help me, is the hotel, restaurant. There's some other opportunities.
Right. We have the opportunity to, you know, design the inside anyway that it has not been designed on the inside. We do have a site plan, but we do not have the inside designed. And there are we've been talking with our community, and they have supported our culinary arts program. They actually started our culinary arts program at our high school that has won state 2 years out of the last 5 years of all classifications of high schools. We would like to take that program and expand it so that it would also support hotel and restaurant management. We would have some opportunities for our students that they don't currently have because of that ability to design the entire inside of the building. Another piece, if I could just off of the price, is to compare our price for this bond to other school districts around our area and their bond rate. I'll remind you that Seaside's looking for $1.35 per thousand, and that would generate $99.7 million. Think about some other school districts. Astoria currently has $1.69 per thousand for their bond, but that only generates $21.5 million. Banks has a bond that is $2.24, and that generates only $16.8 million. And Napa has a bond of $2.42 that only generates $5.5 million. Now you might ask, okay, why would Seaside's bond, which is so much less, only $1.35, generate so much more, $99.7 million? Two reasons. One is because of the home values in our area is something that really helps our area, but also the interest rates. We have to take advantage of the current interest rates because that is allowing the price per thousand to generate so much more than if we had normal interest rates.
Thank you. Is there any chance of getting state or federal grants to offset some of these costs?
We have been trying.
We wish.
Yes. We've been trying for well over a decade. And we've had a lot of strong supporters. For instance, Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley had two $10 million requests for Seaside School District into Congress to help us relocate our schools. This was back in, I believe, 2010. And what happened during that time was that when earmarks from the federal government had such a bad reputation. If you remember, that's when the discussion of the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska occurred. And from that point on, there have not been federal earmarks available for projects such as this. And FEMA, we've approached FEMA for years. FEMA does not do preventative work. They're only in the business of helping after a disaster occurs. Statewide, we've had a lot of support from our state senators and representatives. The problem is that the state budget has been reducing the percentage of the budget that goes to education for well over a decade, and they do not have a mechanism to help schools with capital needs, except there were two new legislative actions that occurred during the last legislative session. One was for seismic retrofitting. Unfortunately, those three schools that we have that we're trying to relocate, we can't access any of that money for seismic retrofitting or to use those dollars to help us relocate because they are in the tsunami inundation zone, and that was one of the stipulations of that. All other schools in the state can access those dollars. Another factor is that they have put some money in a lottery, and this is to provide matching funds for this particular election in November. And so there are 19 school districts that are planning on going out for capital bonds this November, Seaside being one of them. We applied, and what we are first in line to receive $4 million from the state if we can pass this bond in November.
Okay. I understand that you did receive a sizable donation from an unusual source.
We did. Catherine Scholes, who wrote the article for The New Yorker, one of the focus areas was in our school district.
And that was the article on the tsunami risk to the Pacific Northwest.
It was. And she ended up winning the Pulitzer Prize for that article, and she and I have been emailing back and forth since she wrote the article and interviewed me for it. I received an email from her probably a month or two ago, and she said that because our school district is such an important piece to her article, that she is donating a portion of her Pulitzer Prize winning amount to the campaign. And so that was very generous of Catherine to do that.
Are you at liberty to specify how much?
I don't think I'd care to share.
All right. All right.
I think it was very generous.
Very nice of her, yes.
Do you have any plans if the bond does not pass?
Right now, all of our energy is going into passing the bond. And we're at a point where we think this is very doable. We think that this is our time. At this time, I have to say that it's
vote yes.
Our vote yes. Vote,
vote yes.
Yes. This is the time.
Great. Well, thank you both, Doug and Lori. You have been listening to a discussion with Doug Dougherty, Superintendent Emeritus of Seaside Schools, as well as Lori Lum, who is co-chairing the Vote Yes for Our Local Schools Committee. The district is placing a nearly $100 million bond before voters in November to relocate three schools out of the tsunami inundation zone. I'm Joan Herman on Coast Community Radio. Coming up next is Friday Folk with Albert Smith, who also engineered my show. Thanks, Albert.
You're entirely welcome. You tuned into Coast Community Radio. This is KMUN Astoria at 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5. Streaming live on the World Wide Web or coastradio.org.